This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Arch Energy, LC, Appellant v. City of Brentwood, Respondent, decided March 18, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Arch Energy, LC, no, ED112714, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County Verse, Cause Number 22SL, CC02058, City of Brentwood, Honorable John N. Bourbonus, Respondent, filed March 18, 2025. Introduction. Respondent City of Brentwood enacted an amendment to its zoning ordinance over the objections of Appellant Arch Energy, LC. Appellant sued Respondent over the ordinance and, after both parties moved for summary judgment, the trial court granted summary judgment to Respondent. Appellant argues the trial court erred in granting summary judgment because Respondent did not provide the statutorily mandated notice of its hearing on the ordinance, and the ordinance is unreasonable as applied to Appellant's property, an unconstitutional taking of Appellant's property, and not rationally related to legitimate land use concerns. Appellant also maintains it was not required to exhaust administrative remedies before seeking declaratory relief in count the one of its amended petition. Two, because Appellant was not required to exhaust administrative remedies before seeking a declaratory judgment, and Respondent did not provide the requisite statutory notice before enacting the ordinance, we reverse the summary judgment of the trial court as to count the firms and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Factual and procedural background facts. Appellant owns multiple properties in the city of Brentwood. Appellant operates one of these properties as a gas station and convenience store. After receiving at least nominal support from former city officials, Appellant bought another 5 parcels across from the gas station, where it planned to expand its operations over time. When Brentwood's new director of planning and development was named in August 2021, Appellant's plans began to unravel. The new director proposed a zoning amendment removing gas stations as a conditional use for the PD Plan Development Overlay District, in which Appellant's properties are located. On January 10th and 13, 2022, Respondent published notice in several local newspapers that the Board of Aldermen would hold a hearing on the amendment on February 7th, 2022. At the February 7th meeting, however, there was no public hearing at which interested parties and citizens had an opportunity to be heard. Instead, the Board of Aldermen did not take up the amendment and immediately continued consideration of the amendment to its February 22nd meeting. Notice of the February 22nd meeting was provided by mail to local residents but was not published in any newspaper. At this meeting, the Board of Aldermen held a public hearing and heard comments from Appellant and residents neighboring the gas station. Finally, at a meeting, 3 on March 7th, the Board of Aldermen unanimously passed the amendment, which became Ordinance 5008 upon the mayor's approval. Procedural background: Appellant filed a lawsuit against Respondent and various city officials on April 4th, 2022. Its amended petition included 4 counts against Respondent, a demand for a declaratory judgment that Respondent failed to follow the notice requirements in sections 89.050 and 89.060 to amend the ordinance, inverse condemnation, deprivation of Appellant's civil rights, in violation of 42 U.S.C. per 1986, and conspiracy to deprive Appellant of its constitutional rights. Respondent and the other defendants removed the case to federal court, but the case was remanded to state court. Between the removal and remand, the other defendants were dropped, leaving Respondent as the sole defendant. Upon remand to state court, Appellant and Respondent filed dueling motions for summary judgment. Appellant argued it was entitled to judgment as a matter of law because Respondent failed to give the required notice of the February 22nd meeting of the Board of Aldermen pursuant to Section 89.050. The ordinance's blanket prohibition on an essential service was irrational and did not serve a public purpose, and the ordinance was a taking of Appellant's property. First, Respondent sought judgment as a matter of law on the basis that it followed the notice requirements of Section 89.050 in enacting Ordinance 5008. The ordinance was reasonable, and Appellant failed to exhaust its administrative remedies before seeking declaratory relief. The trial court entered its judgment fully granting Respondent's motion for summary judgment and denying